time, sir. Yes?
Mr. Benally?
Yes, ma'am?
Please start by stating your name and your ADC number for the record.
My name is Paul Benally, 306623.
306623. Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing, I see, on June 14th. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
You signed the paper that day, and on that paper is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire, if you wanted, an attorney to represent you in this hearing. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today?
I'm going to represent myself today.
Okay. I'd like to introduce you to the board who's conducting this hearing. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. Also in the room with us is the Honorable Steve Turner, who is a community corrections officer with Department of Corrections. So we'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Benally and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Benally, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Benally, I'm going to read this allegation to you for phase one, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. So, here is the allegation, and this will start phase one of your hearing. The allegation is you were in violation of condition number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office, located at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, by August 4, 2017, after your discharge from reborn assistance on August 3, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Benally, is this true or false?
This is true.
It's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Benally's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal race or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Whoops. I already checked the wrong box. Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Dr. White, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Benally, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I want to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line there, and we'll be right back to ask you some questions in a moment. Okay, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Benally was released from ADC custody on 5-9-2017 and arrested on 5-29-2018 by Holbrook PD on the ADC warrant and a failure to comply warrant. No new charges noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 10-4-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-4-2018 with 299 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, commitment A, aggravated robbery, 2 years, 6 months. 2014, commitment B, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. No prior convictions are noted. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with promoting prison contraband noted. Other arrest, 2012, marijuana violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2014, shoplifting, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2014, contempt of court, Arizona, guilty, other sanctions. Has a GB score of G1, B3.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Benally, it looks like you were, when you were released, you went to live at Reborn on Becker Lane in Phoenix.
Correct.
But you were discharged on August, let's see, you were released in May, and you made it all the way to August 3rd and you had a curfew violation. What happened?
Well, Your Honor, I was, I had the okay to, because I had recently had a daughter a week before I was sentenced to prison, and when I got out of prison, my daughter was already 2 years old, and I was working in Reborn Assistant at Liberty Iron on McDowell, and I was going to work every morning, and from there, I started saving up after I was paying the Reborn Assistant to catch the Greyhound on weekend visits to my family here in the reservation, and I was coming back and forth to visit my daughter. And one day I had missed the Greyhound, and I had enough time to make it back, and you know, I figured I was going to get sent back to prison, so I used that time just to stay with my daughter. And
okay, so you just never returned? Is that what you're saying?
I figured that I was going to get sent back to prison after not returning, right? And I had no transportation back to Phoenix at the time because I was taking the Greyhound from Phoenix to the reservation.
You just didn't have enough for a round trip. You had enough to get there but not get back. Is that?
No, I had to pick it, but I missed the bus on the way back.
Okay. Got it. Missed the bus. Okay. All right. Looks like, so you were working, you said, Liberty Iron in Phoenix, as long as you were in Phoenix. What were you doing to earn money while you were up there on the reservation?
I was being supported by my girlfriend, my daughter's mom.
Okay.
At the time.
So you were living with your girlfriend. And did you think to contact your parole officer, or?
I had contacted him within 2 weeks before I got arrested, notifying him that I was going to turn myself in within that week, but then I ended up getting pulled over and from my work.
Okay, so that's when Holbrook PD picked you up.
Yes, but I had notified him 2 weeks prior to that that I was going to turn myself in.
But you didn't think to talk to your parole officer, like, when you missed the bus, to say, I missed the bus and I'm going to be late?
I didn't cross my mind at the time, but I didn't know.
Okay, because it's just been our experience that the parole officer would work with you. And if you just called and said, that, you know, people miss the bus. People do make mistakes like that, so.
Well, I was fresh out of prison, and I mean, things are different, and I just figured he wasn't going to hear me out and just send me back, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. Well, just follow it away. Not that there'll be a next time, but if you ever have that experience again, talk to your parole officer, because they do try to help you. They're there to help, not make it harder for you. So, okay, it looks like you were doing pretty well on your analysis. You did 4 negative results. Had you had a problem with drugs or alcohol, sir?
No, not at the time. I figured I was clean for 2 years in prison, so I got out and continued to stay clean. And from there, problem with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, go for it. So, had you had a problem though before prison? Because it looks like I see you have a drug paraphernalia and a marijuana charge in the past.
I believe that was when I was younger. It was when I was in my teens, but yes, ma'am, I did have a marijuana charge, and I got busted with the pipe. And other than that, I can't really say I have a problem with drugs. You know?
Okay, well, let's just hope it stays that way, because that could be a big problem. This is your first time in the criminal justice system, and or the first time in prison anyway, and I'm hopefully you've discovered it's a place you don't want to come back.
I have.
Okay, good.
I've been taking up a lot of reading and studying.
Good.
Learning on different things that I never really learned.
Good. Well,
now that I have a daughter also, I've missed out the past 2 years of her life, and her birthday is again this August, and I'm going to miss out her 3rd birthday, and I don't want to miss any more of her time, because, you know what I mean?
Well, good.
It does good to me being here.
Well, we hope that you are successful with that. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Okay, Mr. Bonanno, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else you thought of that you haven't already told us?
Well, Your Honor, I have a sister. She's a district manager of Walmart in Taylor, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And she told me she can give me a job there at the time. And if I was reinstated, I would probably end up going to her place until the end of my parole, which is probably the next 3-4 months, and I could try to get a job at the Walmart there, man.
Okay. All right, so The board is going to go into discussion now, and we do our discussion in public under the open meeting law. So we just ask that you just stay on the phone there, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Just remain silent and listen to the discussion. Okay, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Benoni was trying to kind of commute between Phoenix and the reservation, which must have been very expensive and took a lot of time on the bus. Didn't make it back because he missed the bus. And didn't, for some reason, did not get in touch with his parole officer about that. He did wind up absconding for 299 days, although he told us that at the end he was thinking about turning himself in and getting this taken care of. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time, but I'd listen to any input from fellow board members.
Great.
Okay, not hearing any input. I'm going to say, based on information of warrant 2017W2897, our conversation with Mr. Benally, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Benally was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for almost a year, 299 days, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his activity.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed with Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Benally. The board has voted unanimously to revoke the community supervision. However, we're showing a release date right now of October 4th, which is not all that far away, just a couple of months away. So we do wish you the best, sir, and you know, I wasn't kidding when I said, you know, I hope you've discovered this is not a good place to be.
Right, ma'am.
Yes, and we wish you the best, sir, and you need to be there for your daughter, and not in prison. You need to be with your daughter instead of away. So please take that to heart, and we wish you the best, and thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. If you put the CO3 back on, we appreciate it.